override that military presence in the legislature. This will have ultimately triggered the military coup. What we'll never know then is whether the ruling party, knowing this situation, will have indeed staged irregularities to achieve the electoral result it needed, or whether in fact, although apparently too large, the electoral result will have been genuine. Possibly we'll never know that. But there are more contradictions. Apart from this one in which the military acted out of self-interest or, as they say, to prevent fraud, Aung San Suu Kyi herself is a contradictory figure. Daughter of one of the military leaders considered heroes of the struggle for Burma's independence from British rule, finally achieved in 1948, she nevertheless lived a large part of her life outside Burma. When a military government was installed in 1962, that region of the world was shaken by events such as the war in Vietnam and in neighboring Laos. Burma then joined the non-aligned movement. The military raised a socialist platform, but in fact maintained the economic structure of underdeveloped, undependent capitalism, which the country had carried over from colonial times. Finally, in 2011, the military government gave way to free elections, and Suu Kyi took the reins of the country. She received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991, an award that has actually been losing prestige in recent times. Remember that even Henry Kissinger received it. In the case of Suu Kyi, since last year, her international prestige began to plummet due to the killing, persecution and expulsion of members of the Rohingya community who are followers of the Muslim religion, as opposed to the majority of the country who practice Buddhism. This situation seriously affected Suu Kyi's credibility, which has led to the fact that when the coup took place this Monday, even though there have been voices of protest from governments such as the United States, Canada, and the European Union, on the other hand, it is likely that the most practical way out, although no less interested because of its geopolitical influence, is that of its neighbor China, which limited itself to suggesting that, quote, both sides should talk, unquote. Indeed, for China, Suu Kyi's rule, being much closer to the West, has surely not been entirely of its liking. The military, for its part, can better ensure that the Western presence does not threaten Chinese influence in the region. Hence, the cautious but very pragmatic solution proposed by China, perhaps the one that will ultimately prevail in a country of contradictions, where there are still controversies over its own name. The military renamed it Myanmar in 1989, replacing Burma, which they associated with the name imposed during the British domination. On the other hand, in the democratic process, Myanmar or Burma still has a way to go. The important thing is that it is as painless as possible, and that rather than focusing on personalities, the solution to the conflictive situation has its central axis to overcome the conditions of poverty of a large part of its population and improve human rights, because without it, democracy will always be illusory. Good day.
Me asomé un 4 de enero. Hubo espanto en derredores. El barrio estaba hecho rumores. El anticristo ha llegado, señores. De pequeño estuve en las aulas. Padecí muchos templos y dioses. Terminé asesinando esos dioses y pateando profesores. Tuve miedo y estuve oculto. Me pasaba el día soñando. Necesitaba un abrazo. Necesitaba un balazo. La pasé mejor desde entonces. Onanista a tiempo completo. Siempre de día, siempre de noche. La locura me dio un gran golpe. El sonido se hizo envolvente. El rey rojo salió de su guarida. Y las vacas despavoridas. Abandoné la escuela temprano. El rock and roll me dio más lecciones. Lo que no supe en los salones, lo aprendí de canciones. Huevones. Una mañana del mes de octubre apareció una princesa en mi vida. Ah, pura luz, pura vida. Y yo la quiero desde entonces. Nunca fuimos juntos a un baile, ni enfrentamos los mismos dragones. Solo fuimos hasta la esquina y miramos esos faroles. La ciudad ya perdió la cordura y yo buscando una calle engomada. La vida ofrece puertas de entrada, pero después ya no tiene salida.
Conversaba con el viento, le tenía miedo al tiempo, se peinaba en madrugada para recibir al sol, se sentaba en la ventana y dibujaba en los cristales con sus manos una cárcel para atrapar al sol. Y en su mirada detenía la alborada, me decía soy un nada, volaré hasta tu almohada a pintarte el corazón. Me abrazaba y me pedía que soltara mis cometas, que en su vientre viviría, porque sabía que yo pienso en ti, yo
Bueno, y en el fichero latino de hoy, 7 de febrero del 2021, tenemos el tiempo para hoy. Según la Oficina Meteorológica Nacional de Canadá, tendremos un día nublado con posibilidades de nieve ligera y una temperatura máxima de menos 4 grados. Para esta noche, nieve ligera con una mínima de menos 13 grados.
Y recuerde que si usted o su organismo comunitario tiene alguna información que desean difundir en el fichero latino, comuníquese con nosotros al Latin Time a nuestra dirección electrónica laplaza.info@gmail.com.
O también puede enviarnos un mensaje en Facebook, vaya a www.facebook.com/tiempolatino.latinpine y denos un like. Nuestra página Facebook también se actualiza ahora diariamente con noticias y reportajes sobre lo que ocurre en América Latina y el mundo. Síganos en Facebook.
Y Tiempo Latino se ha escuchado en América Latina y en todo el mundo a través del Internet. Entre al sitio de CKUT en la siguiente dirección, www.ckut.ca.
Y usted puede acceder también a nuestro programa en cualquier otro horario simplemente yendo al archivo de CKUT en el sitio web ya indicado y presionando Latin Time.
Era solo un muchachito, mas pensaba como un grande y esperaba en el mañana y estudiaba sin cansarme. Y al examen de licencia terminaba yo el primero. Cuando vi dos ojos claros con dos lágrimas amargas fijos sobre una hoja blanca y mi tema terminado, así como se da un lirio, lo dejé junto a su mano. Y el amor, el amor, el amor me quemó, y sus ojos miraban mi alma que sufrió. Vi las hojas jugar en el sol, vi los árboles encima mí, y la amé. La gaviota contra el viento vuela más, parece quieta, así como el pensamiento. Ha cambiado fuera y dentro, va respecto al sentimiento. El pasado es como ayer. Y sus ojos claros, claros, y sus lágrimas amargas, no sé ya dónde encontrarlas. Y no sé si es bueno o malo. Conciencia y coraje, yo continuaré a buscarla. Y el amor, el amor, ¿qué será? Una flecha en tu corazón te herirá. Veo hojas jugar en el sol. Veo árboles encima mí y te llamo y te busco y te amo. Y el amor, el amor, veo hojas jugar en el sol, veo árboles encima mí, y te llamo, y te busco, y te amo. Y el amor, el amor, ¿qué será? Una flecha en tu corazón.
Este secreto que tienes conmigo. Nadie lo sabrá. Este secreto quedará escondido una eternidad. Yo te aseguro, nunca diré nada de lo que pasó. Y no te preocupes que todo lo nuestro quede entre tú y yo.
Este secreto que tienes conmigo nadie lo sabrá.
Nadie lo sabrá.
Este secreto seguirá escondido una eternidad. Yo te aseguro, nunca diré nada de lo que pasó. Y no te preocupes, que todo lo nuestro queda entre tú y yo.
Nadie sabrá que tu pecho juntito al mío ha latido, que disfrutamos instantes de fascinante dulzura. Nunca diré que hubo noches que te adoré con locura. Nadie sabrá que tus brazos, borracho de amor, me quedé dormido.
Este secreto que tienes conmigo nadie lo sabrá. Este secreto seguirá escondido una eternidad. Yo te aseguro, nunca diré nada de lo que pasó. Y no te preocupes, que todo lo nuestro queda entre tú y yo.
Este secreto que tienes conmigo nadie lo sabrá. Este secreto seguirá escondido una eternidad. No, no, yo te aseguro, nunca diré nada de lo que pasó. Y no te preocupes, que todo lo nuestro queda entre tú y yo.
Nadie sabrá que tu pecho juntito al mío ha latido, que disfrutamos instantes de fascinante dulzura. Nunca diré que hubo noches que te adoré con locura. Nadie sabrá que en tus brazos, borracho de amor, me quedé dormido. Me quedé dormido.
Me quedé, me quedé.
Me quedé dormido.
Me quedé dormido.
Me quedé dormido.
Conmigo nadie lo sabrá, seguirá escondido una eternidad.
Y me quedé dormido.
Y me quedé dormido en tus brazos, borracho de amor. Oye, camarón que se duerme se lo lleva la corriente.
Me quedé dormido.
Nunca, nunca,
nunca diré que hubo noches que te adoré con locura.
Me quedé dormido.
Y me quedé otra vez dormido. Dormido, dormido.
Thank you.
Y esto ha sido todo por hoy. Tiempo Latino es una producción del Taller Latinoamericano de Comunicaciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
This is John Figliozzi of Clifton Park, New York. You're listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report for Sunday, February the 7th. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill as usual. We thank you for joining us here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's our weekly half-hour visit with you to get you up to date on things going on in the world of radio. We invite you to reach us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. Our website, ckut.ca, where you can listen to the show live streaming or archived. And we also invite you to check out our Facebook group. It is International Radio Report. We welcome one new member this week. His name is Mark. We thank you for joining us. And again, thanks to all the people that have been sending us emails to let us know where you are and how you're listening to the show. So nice to see so many comments coming in from people that have been with us for so long.
Oh, yeah.
For those that are joining us, maybe, you know, in the first few weeks or whatever, you've only missed a show that started in 1987 and has been running every week since then. Not always with the same hosts, but we've had a few different hosts over the years. But we are proud to say we've been with CKUT since day one in November of 1987. You can check on the archives and hear up to 3 months worth of archive shows on the site if you want to go back and check out some of the previous shows. So we will get things rolling right away. We do have a guest with us today, all the way from the Albany, New York area. And we are going to give you a little bit more information about the upcoming 34th annual NASWA Winter SWL Festival. We've been talking about it every week for the past couple of weeks, getting you geared up for it. Well, today we have one of the organizers with us, and we'd like to welcome John Filiosi to our show today. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good, Sheldon. How are you?
We're doing great. I hear you're basking in some nice weather down there in the Albany region.
Well, it feels like summer. It's 42 degrees.
That's great. That's
Fahrenheit. Great. Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit, yes. Yeah, we don't use that stuff anymore. We're the old Celsius stuff here. But anyways, we do thank you for joining us. John is one of the organizers of the Winterfest, along with Richard Cuff. Who we hoped we'd have with us today, but John has graciously agreed to sit in with us here today and fill us in on how things are going. As I mentioned off the top, it is the 34th annual Winterfest. I've been to 32 of them. No, 31, sorry. I've missed two along the way, the very first one and one a few years back. But there are even a couple diehards out there who've been to every one, I know, but it's hard to believe it's been 34 years. If you were going to explain to a newbie, John, what is Winterfest, how would you sum it up?
Friends who love radio just sitting down and talking radio. That's really what it comes down to. It's sort of like an annual reunion of people who love radio and end up liking, you know, and loving the people that they're spending time with on an annual basis. It's just like that.
Yeah, I think it's become even more of that as we go along. It's like a reunion every year of getting together with people that, you know, you probably only see once a year in many cases. Certainly us coming down from Canada to join in every year, you know, we're always happy to see so many people who otherwise we just wouldn't be seeing, except maybe now with Zoom, we're able to see people a little more often. And Gilles, you've never been to a Winterfest, so you're going to be able to participate this year, but John will fill us in that Winterfest is a little different this year.
Yep, this is going to be fun.
Well, let me say hi to Gilles as well. I said hello to you, but I did not say hello to Gilles. don't want to be rude here.
Normally, we look forward to getting together with everyone in person in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, right near Philadelphia. This year, though, with COVID restrictions, we are going to be doing it through modern technology of Zoom. So I guess we should get all the details, the basis out for everyone, the dates, how to register, what they can expect to find this year at the event.
Sure, sure. I mean, it's an experiment. Let's just say that. I mean, we have pared it down a little because we're not entirely sure. The Zoom platform is very good, but we're not exactly sure how this is going to work in this environment. So we thought what we would try to do is bring in about half a dozen people to do sessions and then do some of the regular things that we have done. And I'll explain what those are. And then give people a chance to register for Zoom. It's only $5 to register for this one. That's meant to just cover the costs of the Zoom platform more than anything else. And you can do that by going to swlfest.com. All of the information is there. And I think that would be the easiest way for you to go ahead and do that. We are going to have, as I said, actually going to have 7 sessions and 1 shortwave shindig. Every year, Dave Gorin does a sort of a gathering, a get together, and puts together a very nice program of bits and pieces about radio. It's really a celebration of radio at that point. And that's going to be on Friday night. Also, the schedule, I should say, is at swlfest.com. You can see the whole schedule there. I'm going to go through it very quickly because we have very little time here. We usually have a session for people who are into scanners and that part of the hobby, and also people that are into free radio, or sometimes called pirate radio. And we have 2 sessions of that. We also have a ham session with Skip Airy. He's going to talk about easy antennas for SWLs that want to become HF hams. That sounds interesting. We are also going to have another ham session, which is QRP, general coverage receivers. That's low power transceiving with amateur radio, transmitting and listening. Dan Robinson every year brings a whole collection of radios. Dan Robinson might have the largest collection of radios and very sophisticated radio gear that I've ever seen. This time he won't have to lug them. This time he'll have a camera on them, and we're going to go through Mr. Robinson's basement this time and see a whole range of different listening devices. Mark Fahey is a very interesting person that we've had for a number of years. He's an Australian who has found a way to spend time in North Korea and to examine sort of surreptitiously the radio scene in North Korea. Well, he's not going to do that this time. He also monitors, does a lot of radio monitoring, and has a huge monitoring setup in Freeman's Reach, which is in Southeast Australia. He's going to be joining us on a Saturday, late Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening, which is mid-morning in Australia the next day. And he's going to be giving us a tour of his equipment and what it does and why he does it. We have just added something. We're in the process of testing it. A lot of people are very much interested in de-expeditions, and those have been hard to do. What's a de-expedition? A de-expedition is where folks take their radios and they go to a location that is quiet, where it's there isn't a lot of RF noise that's caused by computers or electrical lines or anything that's in our homes these days seems to radiate some kind of noise that interferes with the ability to hear some very weak signals from around the world. So they go to a quiet location. In this case, it's Grayland in Washington State on the West Coast. And we're going to have a peek inside What's going on at the Grayland, the expedition there? They do a lot of medium wave listening there. They get a lot of trans-Pacific medium wave stations, which we can't get here on the East Coast. It'd be very interesting to see what they... Bill Whitaker is going to be our host for that, from formerly from the Voice of America. We're going to look forward to that as well. We're putting that together. That's probably going to be on Saturday morning, East Coast time. I know there's people listen to this all over the place. We do have times on the website to cover just about every place you can think of. Central European time, you know, Eastern Australia, summertime. The clock's a lot of fun for us shortwave listeners. That's the reason why we use Greenwich Mean Time or UTC. But that's a kind of a thumbnail sketch. Like I said, I invite you to go to swlfest.com. S-W-L-F is in Frank, E-S-T.com. And you'll get a rundown of all the information that you need there.
Now, there's a deadline for people to register.
Yeah, and off the top of my head, I believe it's February 15th. I'm trying to...
Yeah, February 15th is the date we've been telling people about. That's so right. They can do that through the website. And as you said, there's a $5 fee, which is payable by PayPal. And we've been telling our listeners that even if you don't have a PayPal account, you can pay through there using your credit card. So it's really easy for everyone to do that. And the $5, as you said, is to help offset the cost of the Zoom platform that we need for, hopefully, for a pretty large crowd. What are we looking at numbers-wise at this point?
At the last count that I had was that we were in excess of 100 at this point.
Very good.
Cool. So we're working out... One of the things you have to work out with the Zoom platform is how you're going to use it, because you can't have 100 people's microphones open at one time to try, you know, it's just going to be a cacophony of sounds.
Yeah.
So we're just working out the ground rules, and we will certainly be explaining that and have information on all of that for the people that are there. But for the most part, it's going to be that we will opening it up just as we do in the in-person fest for questions and answers, but we're going to have a way of doing that, and we will explain everything. Once they register, they will be receiving between now and the time of the fest, which is the 26th and 27th of February, Friday and Saturday, the end of the month. We will be telling everybody before that time exactly how this is going to work and what they can do to check in.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Everybody, I know we're all looking forward to it, and we've been talking to a lot of our regular crowd, and they're all excited about it, and particularly people that have never had the opportunity to go before, you know, be it distance, be it cost, what have you. This is a great bargain at $5, I'll tell you that, if you've never been to Winterfest. This is just a great opportunity, so we do hope
no raffle will, this year, though. No raffle.
That's true. We're not going to have that wonderful prize.
Your banquet's going to be whatever you prepare for yourself.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have a little snacks along the way, each person having their own setup or what have you. But that's great. I think it's going to be a great success, and we're all looking forward to it. We'll put all this information on our webpage. We'll mention it again leading up to the event, but we want to get it in today to make sure that everybody can get on there and register for the event by the February the 15th deadline, which will come up pretty quickly. You've got about a week to do it. So, John, we want to thank you for being here today. Good luck with getting everything organized, and we will definitely see you. It is February the 26th and the 27th, Friday and Saturday, and check out swlfest.com for all the details of what will be taking place at the 34th annual Winter SWL Festival.
Well, Jill and Sheldon, Rich Cuff, Rich D'Angelo, and I, we're the organizing committee this time. We thank you very much for the publicity and for the support, and we look forward to seeing you at the end of the month.
We'll be
sounds
cool.
Great. Thanks for being with us today, John.
Yeah, thanks. So we'll take a look now at what's happening on the sun. Well, the sun has been rather quiet. We did have a sunspot appear this week for a couple of days. It vanished on Friday, so sun is spotless for now. There was this solar wind that did arrive on Monday and Tuesday that created some unsettled conditions. I did notice, I was listening, and the bands weren't that great for a couple of days, but they're kind of back at the usual normal for what is low part of solar activity. There is a solar wind that might actually arrive today, Sunday, February 7th, with, of course, unsettled conditions once again, but nothing major. And the sun is in a very quiet moment right now. There is a solar sector boundary crossing. The Earth is about to cross a fold in the heliospheric current sheet, the vast wavy structure in the interplanetary space that separates regions of opposite magnetic polarity. And that crossing is expected to trigger maybe some auroras Monday, for a couple of days. So overall, if there's a little bit of unsettled conditions, we'll be at the beginning of the week. Sun, of course, quiet. Solar flux at 74, which is quite low. But you know what? Turn on that radio. It's the best thing to do and listen.
I'm Richard Cuff of Allentown, Pennsylvania. You're tuned to the International Radio Report. 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
So we move next to our story from, well, actually literally across Canada, but we'll focus a little bit more on Montreal and Toronto. And we thank Steve Faggy of Fagstein Blog for updating this story for us. CJD News Talk Radio in Montreal cuts and guts their newsroom, and CTV Montreal cuts Quebec City jobs as Bell Media cuts hit the front lines. CJD Radio in Montreal has laid off virtually all of its reporting staff as recent cuts at Bell Media, starting at the very top with the departure of President Randy Lennox, filtered down to the local station level on Monday. It was tough to get details from Bell, which it always is when these types of things happen, but Steve did manage to track some information down. Here in Montreal at CJD 800, we've talked about cuts there before, and it was already at a very low level. Already cuts of what once were thought to be to the bone, CJD is now eliminating what's left of its reporting staff. Shuey Lee, Richard Deschamps, and Elizabeth Zogalis have confirmed that their jobs were cut, and Kelly Lapari and Luciano Papilla are also believed to be out. Shuey Lee commented on Twitter, "Sad to report on the latest casualty of layoffs after nearly 28 years at CJD." She got a lot of a supportive reaction from fellow journalists on Twitter as well. Her final story didn't even make it to the airwaves. They simply posted it on their Facebook page. That's how dramatic the cuts were. Anchors Trudy Mason, Jason Mayoff, and James Foster will remain at the station, and all three of them were still doing newscasts after the cuts. Rather than its own reporters, CJD, which, by the way, was the only full-time English language news radio station and news live newsroom in the city of Montreal for radio, they will be relying on CTV Montreal, which is the TV network and station for local news. Based on what Steve heard during the newscast on Monday, expect them to consist of clips from CTV Montreal, wire stories from BNN Bloomberg, NBC radio news, and Associated Press radio stories out of New York City. This is a Montreal news talk radio station. John Pohl's Nightside Show, which aired weeknights from 8 at 8 o'clock, and Passion with Dr. Lori Batito, which aired at 10, have also been dropped. The main weekday hosts, though, will be remaining Andrew Carter, Elias Makos, Natasha Hall, and Aaron Rand. The similar changes were instituted in Ottawa at CFRA a few years ago, and they went as far as to simply rebroadcasting the CTV newscast from television onto the radio. Cuts in Quebec City. They are replacing their reporter in Quebec City when Maya Johnson returns to host a 5 p.m. newscast here in Montreal. Instead, they will only have a cameraman in the provincial capital of Quebec City. No live reporters. Moving to Toronto, the wave of layoffs spread to the rest of the country, hitting Toronto on Tuesday and Wednesday. They announced 210 layoffs in Toronto, with more expected to come. Thanks to union rules, we have some lists of affected positions, with more than 100 of them being Unifor union members. Toronto's CFRB, the equivalent of a CJAD in Montreal, News Talk 1010, suffered a similar fate as CJAD, with the newsroom gutted and host Barbara DeGuglio, Ted Woloshin being let go. Journalists out include news director Kim Geddes, reporters Haley Cooper, Lucas Meyer, and anchor Claude Feig. We haven't seen the rest yet from across the rest of the country, but we assume that there'll be some in some of the other major cities across the country as well. Honestly, I don't know what's going to be left. CJAD, in those slots where they've cut programs completely, will simply be rerunning recordings of programs earlier in the day, in the overnight or late night hours and overnight hours. So this is like really, really dramatic. You want to find a regular radio newscast in Montreal in English? Good luck. It's just not going to be there.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, these stations are going to be reduced to being shadows of what they were in the past. And it's exactly the problem that's happening across the board. We're looking at why stations and why people don't listen in. Well, if you kill what is the most important part of a station, and in this case, the newsrooms, you're losing the spirit. You're losing what the stations are all about. And the AM band and radio in general, and especially in this case, the English version, the English side of radio, is going to be tough. You're not even going to listen to the radio for news anymore because they're not going to get what you want.
Well, if you've ever watched a CTV news, local Montreal newscast on television, you see how much video is used.
Yep.
And if you take those TV news reports and put them on radio, you lose that whole definition, you know, of explaining a story in words over the radio. John, you wanted to comment on this?
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, I don't know why you let iHeartRadio into Canada, but you did. And these are both iHeartRadio stations, and this is... You know, this is something that's been going on, as Gilles said, here for some time now as well, although it's felt more there because they're obviously it's a smaller population and it's a smaller number of urban areas. And so iHeartRadio's, you know, taking care of that. They've been doing that to all their radio stations. And one wonders why we still allow to have, you know, iHeartRadio, I think, has 600 radio stations across this country and probably another, you know, several dozen up in Canada, at least. It's a sad comment on what's happened to the industry itself. Also, you're talking about cameras. The BBC does that. BBC News now does that. You will listen to the BBC World News, World Service News, and you will hear them make references to pictures as they're talking, which you can't see on the radio, obviously.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's a sad state, that's for sure. You know, we'll have more on this, I'm sure, in the weeks ahead as we, you know, it's kind of ironic. It came out as Bell announced these huge profits that they were making in other divisions, you know, with their internet services and cell phones and what have you. And then they turn around and do this to radio. So yeah, it's pretty sad.
There was a slight talk about this also, the fact that CFRB Toronto also has a shortwave outlet. And people thinking, well, could that mean also that eventually CFRX could disappear from shortwave? And of course, to save money, that could be a possibility.
Maybe I have a feeling that probably the heads at the top of Bell don't even know that shortwave station's there, though. You know, it just kind of runs, and some guy takes care of it, the engineer there, and you know, it's probably like a little pet project of his.
Yeah.
All right, we should move on. We have one more story we want to get to here, and we told you about this last week. We wanted to put it off and get the notes together. It is our little tribute to the passing of Larry King.
So we have, of course, the Larry King obituary. These are excerpts from Michael Carlson obituary in The Guardian. Born Lawrence Zeiger in Brooklyn, New York, November 19, 1933, Larry was the son of Jewish immigrants. He had dreamed of going on radio, and on a tip from a New York announcer, he moved to Miami, where he got a job at a small station, WHAR, in 1957. He got his break on air when the morning disc jockey did not turn up. He took over that show and soon was doing news and sports reports. The station general manager suggested he change his name, and he chose King. He moved to WIOD, where he broadcasts live in the mid-morning from Pumpernick's restaurant. In his third day on the air, the singer Bobby Darin walked in and became his first celebrity interview. The show turned King into a local star. He quickly attracted celebrity guests such as Jackie Gleason and Frank Sinatra. But in 1971, he was charged with grand larceny in a complicated case involving the Miami media mogul Louis Wolfson. King eventually pleaded no contest to passing a bad check, and the charges were dropped in 1972. He rebuilt his career slowly, working his way back to WIOD via WGMA in Hollywood, Florida. Crucially, WGMA's owner became head of the Mutual Radio Network, and when Long John Neville retired from the late-night talk and phone-in slot in 1978, he offered it to King. It was an immediate success, building up a national following, and continued with it until 1994, syndicated across the U.S. In 1985, CNN offered him the chance to repeat his success with the formula on television. He began his run as host of The Larry King Live. His high profile on CNN made King a celebrity himself. For 20 years, he wrote a column for USA Today. King appeared as himself in some 30 films. Not even a massive heart attack in 1987, requiring quintuple bypass surgery, slowed him down. Under fierce competition from both Fox News and MSNBC, which saw King's ratings slip below 675,000 viewers, in 2010, CNN announced that the 76-year-old host would step down from the show. King began a new show, Larry King Now, on an internet channel, Aura TV, and continued on Hulu and the Russian network RT. King spent 63 or so years as a media fixture. Larry King died on Saturday, January 23rd, at Cedar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles at the age of 87 from complications of COVID-19. From his own obituary, King suggested headline, "Oldest man who ever lived died today." He was found in bed with a 30-year-old woman shot by the husband in the head. He died instantly, and it took 3 days to wipe the smile of his face. You probably knew him as Larry King. He was 127. At all of his faculties, he was still broadcasting and had his 120th anniversary show. So, yeah, that's the passing of a really important personality that will always be remembered. I mean, anybody who has come across his shows and whatever on radio or even on TV via CNN and so on, I think you cannot forget such a strong personality as Larry King.
Yeah, I think any medium wave DXer during those years on the Mutual Radio Network would have stumbled across him many times overnight doing that late night talk show. And quite the character. And that obituary of his was pretty funny.
Yep.
Anyways, our tribute to Larry King. We're going to lose more of them like that, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, in the years ahead, there's a lot of them that have been around for such a long time. And it's kind of sad when you see these. But anyways, we remember him today. Okay, we will wrap up our show today with our upcoming ham radio contests, quite a few of them. There's an interesting one taking place all week starting on Monday, the ARRL School Club Roundup. It runs through 1300 Zulu February 8th to 2359 February the 12th. Sponsored by ARRL, and it's aimed at radio ham radio setups in elementary, middle, intermediate, junior high schools, senior high schools, colleges, and universities. So they're encouraging those stations at those schools to get on the bands. HF, VHF, and UHF accept 60, 30, 17, and 12 meters, and no repeaters being used either. They're going to be issuing special certificates to stations operating as well. We have the CQ Worldwide Radio Teletype WPX contest coming up, 0-100 February 13th to 2359 February the 14th, sponsored by CQ. And that is RTTY only, 3.5, 7, 14, 21, and 28 megahertz bands. The KCJ Top Band Contest sponsored by the Keyman's Club of Japan, CW only, 1200 Zulu February 13th to 2359 Zulu February the 14th, 160 meter band only. It's for amateur radio stations worldwide and for SWLs who want to try to tune in some of these Japanese operators in CW. The Dutch Amateur Experimenters Club has got the Dutch PACC contest. It is February 13th, 1200 Zulu to February 14th, 1200 CW and SSB, 160 through 10 meters. And finally, for Valentine's Day, the Penn Ohio DX Society is running a 24-hour contest, 0-100 to 2359 on Valentine's Day the 14th, 40, 80, and 160 meters only. Work each station only once per band, and all contacts must be two-way PSK31 mode.
Cool.
So we will put up the links to all of these contests on our Facebook page as well. And if you're an SWL, you may want to listen into some of them also. That is going to do it for us today. We thank you for joining us. John, we thank you for sitting in with us today. We will see you at Winterfest.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks
right.
a lot, John.
Thanks, John.
We'll talk to you
Stay
in a
healthy.
Couple weeks' time.
Stay healthy.
We will.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us all. We will do it again next week on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This is London calling.
Intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Listening to the power hitter of FM radio. Keep it tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM.
I think the magnitude of this will probably not sink in or talked about or understood for a while.
CKUT.
Hello, my name is Alia. I'm at CKUT in Montreal, 90.3 FM. Keep on rocking and be well.